Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Now, tell me a little bit about this research that you conducted. What is it that you were looking at? How did you assign foods as kind of healthy or unhealthy?
Well, we looked at 1,600 different products from one of the major supermarkets for a year, looking at every week what's the price and what's on discount. And we picked categories that were healthier and less healthy. And, yeah, we saw a clear difference. Double the, twice as often were the less healthy products on special compared to the healthier products. And the specials were also almost twice as deep for the less healthy products.
Wow. So how is this affecting then the health and the diet of the average Australian, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, we know the reason we did this research is because we know that price is one of the key drivers of what people buy, and supermarkets are where we buy most of our food. And so 40% of what we buy in a supermarket is bought on price promotion. So these kind of discounts, they're all pushing us toward, buying less healthy food. And we know that the discounts, it's not just the price discount, but the price discounts go along with what's in the catalogue, what's at the end of aisle. It's all a package.
Mm.
And when all of that's, targeted towards or biased towards less healthy food, it's no surprise that, 2/3 of Australians are overweight and obese.
Mm, absolutely. What products we're getting ushies with, I'm sure that's dictating a lot of people's shopping at the moment. This is obviously quite concerning, but why do you think it is that junk food is being put on special more than those healthier options?
Yeah, there's a few reasons, I guess. I think probably number one is that health is not really on the radar of the major supermarkets, and the price promotions that we see in Australia, it's not the case everywhere else in the world, so we've kind of got addicted to this.
Wow.
But there are other reasons as well, and one of them is that a lot of these unhealthy foods are impulse buys. And so, you don't go put on your shopping list, Tim Tams and Coke and chips and lollies.
Mm.
You only buy them when you're walking past them on an end of aisle display. And when they're half price, there's few of us who are able to walk past this constantly.
So it's capitalizing.
Coming to something.
Yeah, so it's capitalizing on that impulse control or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's probably one other reason as well, is that the companies that make the less healthy food are the really big multinationals. And they're the ones who can afford the marketing budgets to promote their products in the catalogues, to put them on the end of the aisle, and the discount.
So is that how those things are determined then? Do companies have a big influence in that, or is it literally just the head office of a major supermarket that's then deciding what goes on special?
No, it's a complex conversation between the two of them. So it's definitely not just the supermarkets, definitely not just the manufacturers. It's a combination of the two. I think ultimately the supermarkets have a say in what's on promotion, what's in catalogues and whatever, but it's really a conversation between the two. So we'd be calling on, the whole food industry to change their policies in this regard.
Well, that was my next question, is how on earth do we begin to fix this?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, especially when it's sort of embedded as a sort of cultural norm in Australia. But the easiest option is if supermarkets and food companies change their policies. But there are examples from overseas. The UK and Scottish governments have got policy proposals on the table at the moment to restrict price promotion. So government regulation can be an ultimate option as well.
Do we think that consumers can play any role in this? Will public pressure ultimately have enough of an effect?
Yeah, definitely. I think, most supermarket customers, they don't actually want, supermarket shoved down their throat. All the research we've done with consumers tells us that people actually want supermarkets to encourage them to buy healthier food.
Mm.
But this issue is not something you really hear much about. And even from a research point of view as well, our study was, the first in Australia and one of the first in the world to really look at price promotions.
Wow.
So I think a national conversation about, our supermarkets, guiding us toward healthier choices, there's time for that.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. It's obviously an issue that needs a lot more attention than it's getting. Adrian, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you.